Good afternoon and welcome to Hometown Alaska. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy. So the headlines around school news these days can be difficult. Tight budgets, leadership changes, testing woes. It's easy to focus on all of the problems we need to solve and harder to remember that every day, good work and achievement happens in schools without necessarily grabbing any headlines. Today on Hometown Alaska, we decided to spend some time talking about what works. After all, every day more than 48,000 kids go to Anchorage schools and hundreds of teachers and staff meet them there and work hard for their success. And the schools don't do it alone. Hundreds of community partners participate in creating opportunities for students all the time. This represents tremendous commitment on the part of many, many people. So follow us as we go off the news cycle and into the trenches. On today's show, we'll talk to a high school principal, a ninth grade English teacher, and an on-the-job program coordinator, all from the Anchorage School District. And in the second half of the show, we hope to hear from some students calling in from their on-the-job sites to talk about what's working for them. So that's our agenda for today. I'd like to welcome my guest in the studio. Let's start with Sean Prince. Hi, Sean. Welcome. You are the principal of Bartlett High School.
Hi. How you doing, Kathleen? It's nice to be here.
I'm doing great, and I'm so glad you're here. And we also have from Bartlett, Ontavia. Is it Hamilton Oaks, or do you just like to go?
I go by Miss Hamilton to my students.
Or Mrs. H, or Ms. H, right.
Mm-hmm.
Ontavia is a ninth grade English teacher at Bartlett and also works with a language exclamation program.
Language exclamation point. I also teach world mythology to seniors.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. That sounds like fun. I want to take your class. And also in the studio, we have Julie Vincek. She is the on-the-job coordinator at the King Career Center.
Yes. Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having us.
So welcome to you all. I know it's hard to get away from a busy career life and professional life, but thanks for doing it. And thanks for taking a moment to talk about what's working, because I think we hear plenty about what isn't. So let's talk about what is and remember that every day some good things are happening. One disclaimer I wanted to make is I know there's lots of good things happening at every school in the Anchorage School District. This is just a slice that I was able to grab for today's show. So don't be feeling you're left out. That was not our intent. This is just a sample of the good things that are happening in Anchorage. And also I wanted to mention that I noticed in the news that there's sort of a public schools, public good campaign going on in Anchorage. We started on this show before that campaign was happening, but we are talking about the same thing. We're trying to talk about public schools and what is working. So I did include a link on our website to a news story about this, and there are some events coming up. So if you want to know more about public schools, public good, go to alaskapublic.org, and you can find links there. And in addition, we also put the links to Bartlett, to the school district, and to King Career Center, which, you know, I've enjoyed all your websites. There's a lot to learn if you spend a little time on the web. So let's go back. I wanted to spend a little bit more time with our guests so that our audience sort of knows the scope of your experience, because that's really what you represent a lot of. Let's start with you, Sean. I mistakenly said beforehand, I think you went to Bartlett High, but no, you've taught at Bartlett High.
Yeah, it kind of feels like I went to Bartlett High School because as I kind of reflect on my time in education, I've spent more time within the walls of Bartlett High School than I have my whole compulsory education K-12.
There's something compulsive about that.
It is. It's pretty fun. It's pretty funny, actually. Uh-huh. I did my student teaching at Bartlett High School, and then I taught there for 8 years. And then after that 8 years, I became an assistant principal and spent 2 great years at Service High School, and then was fortunate enough to come back to Bartlett as the activities principal and then the curriculum principal. And then this year is my first year as the head principal, building principal.
Oh, I didn't know it was your first year.
Yep.
That's like exciting.
First time out of the box.
Yeah.
And I'm already on radio.
Yeah. Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
So, Julie, let's see. One thing I wanted to ask you is really why education? Why was this such a driver for you?
Well, I mean, we could kind of go all the way back. And my mother would say that I always wanted to be a teacher. And my first real time, I think, as an educator was when I was in the Marine Corps and I was given charge to teaching pre-scuba lessons to a bunch of reconnaissance Marines. So anybody, any recon bubbas out there, they know exactly what that means. It's often referred to as oxygen appreciation.
Holding your breath underwater for a very long time.
Yeah, a lot of near-drowning experiences. But what I really enjoyed about that whole thing was taking a group of people and watching them grow and experience, and then watching them learn and connect to what you're doing, and then having that trust. And then it kind of translated into a career in education when I got out of college and got my master's here at UAA to be a teacher. And when you, the first time you have a conversation and you're the person in charge as a teacher, and you see kids connecting to what you're talking about and they connect it to their real lives, that once you see that light bulb happen once, I mean, you're hooked.
You're hooked. Yeah, you can't. You know, we've got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and welcome our caller, and then we're going to continue with Julian and Tavia. Welcome, Brent, to Hometown Alaska.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. I'll try to be brief. My name is Brent Hughes. I'm running for school board. And as regards what works and what doesn't, looking back over the last 25 years, in mathematics, the curricula that our country has been using has not worked well at all. We have great people in the classrooms, but the curricula is the problem, in my opinion. And I'll be advancing, I think, prosecuting, really, that issue. Funny choice of words, but I think the public will understand. Hopefully everyone will turn out to the school board candidate forums. That's going to be really important this year. It'll be probably unlike anything else. I want to promote four issues.
Hey, Brent. Brent. Yes. I can't have you give your speech, but what I'd love to know is, could you throw the dates out for us? So I agree with you. People really need to, you know, come in and hear and vote for people they want. So give us the dates.
Golly, I don't know the dates, but March, well, the big one is O'Malley on the Green. That's really important. 6 o'clock, March 2nd, okay. O'Malley on the Green, that's usually a premier event. And there are others as well. I don't have them listed before. Bayshore.
That's okay. No, I didn't really give you enough fair warning there, but... But yeah, I appreciate that you're running for the school board. Being involved that way is important, and it shows that you care. And I'm just going to say thank you. I can't really turn over the mic to give your 4 points or anything like that, but I appreciate the call and appreciate the support. So thank you. All right, we're back with Julie. I wanted to know a little bit more about your background. I know you've sure. not been at King Career Center for your whole career. We know that for sure.
Correct.
So where did you begin?
So actually, I was born and raised in Nome, went through the Nome public school system, and I had a father and a mother who were both educators. So I kind of grew up in that environment. And what was really neat was the high school I went to, Nome Belts High School, was part traditional education and part vocational ed. So I feel like I've come full circle being over at King Career Center right now. I've been in the district for 25 years, and the majority of that time has been spent in safe and drug-free schools, both as a counselor and a youth development specialist. Mm-hmm. So my time has always been about just being very passionate about working with our young adults in our community, in our schools, and really trying to connect the dots to make them the most successful young people they can be. So yeah. Taking the best of education and taking the best of opportunity in our community and connecting the two and getting them out there to thrive.
Yeah. And did you say how long your career was?
Yes, I'm on my 25th year with Anchorage Schools.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's great. So now we're going to switch over to Ontavia. I think I read on your website maybe you're a newer teacher, maybe 3 or 4 years.
4 years. It's my fourth year of teaching.
Yeah. And how about, first of all, tell me, are you born in Alaska?
Yes, I was born and raised in Alaska. I'm a product of the Anchorage School District. I went to Rogers Park and then Windler and then East Anchorage High where I graduated. So I've been in the district a long time.
Wow.
Yeah. In the fifth grade, I was told that I should be a writer. And all I heard was, well, you can be a teacher because I knew you couldn't make a lot of money at writing for a while. And so I kept that little idea as I went through school. And I'm one of those kids that had a difficult home life. I had a lot of trouble. But high school was amazing for me. I had so many great teachers that looked out for me and kept seeing my potential and reminding me of my potential when I had forgotten. Mm. And I just always knew that I would come back and give back to high school students. I love that age so much.
Yeah, yeah. I had a similar experience when I was in school. I had a sophomore teacher, English teacher, who said, you could do something with writing. And it was just an offhand comment on a paper or something. And I thought, I don't want to be a novelist because you can't make any money. So that's how I became a journalist, because I thought it's a job, you can get paid for it, and you write. And I never really, so when somebody says something like that to you when you're an impressionable kid, it can have a tremendous impact on you.
Yeah, I wrote my destiny for me. Yeah. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew I had to do something, and it was given to me, and what a blessing it was.
Yeah, yeah. And I mentioned earlier that you've got this fabulous website with pink. You're in pink today.
Mm-hmm.
I know our listeners can't see that, but I bet you have an entire pink wardrobe.
Oh, yes, every day. Yeah. Every day, but on Blue and Gold Fridays, which we have every Friday at Bartlett, they have to search for the pink, so there'll be a little hint of pink on me somewhere.
Just a hint of pink.
Yep, and the kids have to hunt for it. It can mean an earring, a ring, a bracelet.
Yeah, yeah. And I also want to mention on your website, I just saw the Bartlett talent, just, you know, the kids on that were singing that song, something about
learning.
It was all about, you know, take the challenge, mm-hmm. and they're dancing on the steps at Bartlett,
right.
And it's just really, they look like they're having so much fun.
They did.
Yeah, that's your official video right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's the official challenge. We the kids like to dance and listen to music, so I try to figure out ways to rechannel that and get the positive result that we want. If they're into music, they're into videos, I'm going to give them that and remind them that we're here to learn. So they've taken it and run with it, and we've got more coming.
That's great. That's great. So we are here to talk about success, and having you guys here is a success for me. So I'm so glad you're here. But let's go to Sean. And in some of our preliminary conversations, I was talking to Sean about innovation, and you came up with two things that were really important to you as a principal. One of them was character building, and the other one was vertical integration. Let's start with character building. That one, I think we can get a quick idea of what that is.
Yeah. A lot of the conversations, when you look at some of our staff a few years back had read the book How Children Succeed by Paul Tough, and it really highlighted that with certain character traits, you know, people will rise above their own circumstance. And when you talk to a lot of businesses or you talk to industry and you talk to about what is it about people that makes them successful, they don't talk about the things that they know. They talk about the kind of person that they are. And really, if you are a person of integrity, if you have curiosity, if you have grit, if you, you know, all the kind of character traits that we have at Bartlett, you're going to succeed in all fields. It's a tool in your toolbox, and it really will be at the core. And character development is often those things. I mean, most people will reflect on education and say, you know, I don't remember a whole lot of what I learned in this class or that class, but I remember how I was treated. You know, you always remember how you were treated by people, and a person's character is often a reflection of how they treat other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read those traits off. Optimism, curiosity, self-control, grit. I like that one a lot for some reason. I didn't expect to find it in there, I guess. So social intelligence, gratitude, and zest. Zest was also a fun one, I thought, too. And actually, the other teachers here in the studio were wagging their heads yes, that they relate to this. And I guess it gives you resilience. I mean, it's kind of a recipe for resilience in a lot of ways.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what grit is that when you look at challenges in your life, you know, some people call it shortcomings, but most of the time, if you can change the frame in which you look at things and say that it's actually just a challenge, you know, I accept this challenge. I accept the fact that I wasn't given everything when I was born. I wasn't handed things because, for whatever reason, people didn't just give me stuff. I had to earn it. I had to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
That builds in people a capacity to succeed in spite of any adversity they have in front of them.
I know. I am a believer of it's not how many times you get hit, but how many times you get up.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
really, really true. Because another thing I think people don't always realize is that everybody's facing this. Mm-hmm. You might look and think, I'm the only one that's got this hardship. I'm the only one that, you know, is struggling in this class or whatever. And the fact is people have issues that you might not be aware of, and everybody has them. So that's kind of a great equalizer and maybe makes you feel like, I too have a shot. I just have to get my arms around this thing that's giving me a hard time or whatever. So I actually need to give out the phone numbers. I forgot to do that. We had a pre-show caller, and I forgot to do it. So if you've just joined us, we're talking about schools and what works. And our guests today are Sean Prince from Bartlett. He's the principal, the big guy. Antavia Hamilton, Ms. H. from Bartlett High School, a ninth grade English teacher, and Julie Vincek, KCC on-the-job coordinator. And we hope to hear from some students in the second half, so we'll see how that goes. But the number, if you, these guys are, they can talk about innovation in the school district. They can talk about the challenges. They can talk about partnerships. So if you have questions about that, give us a call at 550-8433 in Anchorage. And you can also send us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. Okay, now where were we? Were we already at the challenges? We were talking about character development, and then I have one little tiny question about that, which was, did you carry that with you when you were in, I think, was it service that you were also working at? I mean, is that something for the age we're in right now as opposed to Bartlett High School? Is it just, you know, is it sort of a way of approach to life?
I would definitely say that it's a big part of Bartlett High School. Mm-hmm. I think it's a facet that every one of our high school educators in the Anchorage School District will tell you that they work on character development. Mm-hmm. That people often say, you know, when you get in the real world, it's going to be like this. But the fact of the matter is that educators are teaching kids how to interact in the real world every day.
Mm-hmm. It is the real world.
Yeah. Be prepared. Show up on time. Uh-huh. Be respectful. You know, ask questions. Uh-huh. You know, be curious about these things. These are all things that are going to happen to you in your day-to-day life. Uh-huh. So I would like to claim that it's a Bartlett thing, but I think it's actually...
It's bigger than Bartlett.
It's much bigger than Bartlett. Yeah. It's actually a school thing.
Okay. All right. And the other thing we had a sort of early conversation on was this idea of vertical integration. And I don't get a picture of that when I say it. So help me with that.
Yeah, it's not really to, you know, it's a little shout out to some economics teachers out there that are really excited to hear vertical, maybe horizontal integration. What it simply means is that you just make sure that the next step in life is receiving what they need out of us. So for, I'll use Bartlett as an example because I love to promote Bartlett, is the idea that our freshman teachers are providing our sophomore teachers with schools skill sets that our kids have. And then our sophomore teachers are providing what our junior classes need. Our seniors are doing that. And then we as a school are providing the rest of the world with what they're asking for. Mm-hmm. That's that vertical integration piece. So we're all in line mm-hmm. with that mission, you know, mm-hmm. to actually create a citizenry that's kind of gritty and ready to be accountable and provide for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not a small responsibility, but yeah. It's one that we welcome.
Big life lessons. I often know we hear a lot about sort of K-12 and then going on to higher ed and trying to make sure that kids have what they need to go on to higher ed if that's what they choose, or they have what they need to go into a career. You know, what's the next step, and are they ready for the next step? So there's a lot of talk about that just in the state, and so it's interesting to hear how much of a focus there is at the district.
Well, that's what's really funny, because there was some recent conversations with CTE actually went and talked to a lot of people in industry to ask about curriculum and what we need to do. And, you know, they actually, with a resounding statement, said the Anchorage School District is doing great with the curriculum, mm-hmm. and what they really like to see is the soft skills, which are those character traits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily, like our previous caller said, you know, it's math curriculum. It's more along the lines of what industry wants is those soft skills, how to interact with each other on a personal basis. Mm-hmm. How do you survive in a world where there's all kinds of challenges around you? Mm-hmm. And how do you strive and adapt to an ever-changing world? Mm-hmm. Well, you need those fundamental skills to look at things as challenges and not like roadblocks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. No, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I remember having a fellow on the show who had a software company here, and he said he never really had to say goodbye to an employee because they didn't have technical skills. It was because they didn't have communication skills. You know, they came with plenty of technical skills, but they lacked. And he wasn't talking about Anchorage School District kids. He was just talking about the work world and when he has to sort of, when someone isn't working out, it's rarely the technical issues. It's more the communication, things like that. So they're very valuable skills, yeah. So I think we should just maybe switch over to King Career Center and Julie and see a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about innovation from your worldview and maybe just
Sure.
Just,
sure.
You know, well, I could go on forever about King Career Center, but, you know, I used to think that King Career Center was one of the best kept secrets in the Anchorage School District, but at 1,100 students strong and increasing all the time, I don't think it's a secret anymore. Our young people are coming there, our young adults are coming there and becoming very successful. But King Career Center is a shared school, so shout out to schools like Bartlett and then all of our 8 traditional high schools as well.
Because you have kids from every single high school
there,
right?
We do. Yeah. From all the 8 traditional high schools as well as alternative and optional programs. Yeah. So, you know, Stellars and Polaris and Family Partnership. I mean, everywhere. And I think that's one of the really great aspects of King Career Center is that it's very reflective of our community.
It's kind of cool. It's like I don't know what you would call it, crossing zone for every. I mean, so kids from all over the district meet other kids from all over the district. That's kind of very unique.
It is very unique.
It might happen on sports, I guess, maybe in some other areas, but here, there. Yeah.
It is very unique, and it's one of the things that both our staff and students will tell you that they love most about it, because when you have students from all the 8 high schools and all the different alternative programs, you know, working together, very engaged for 2 hours a day. And you look at that and you say, you know, that's our community. Mm-hmm. And students love that. I think it's a very wonderful thing about King Career Center. So many great things happening over there. I think it's a very unique program for the Anchorage School District. And
I have a question, actually, which is it really workforce development, or is it, I have a passion for cooking and I want to fit that into my high school curriculum, or a range of those things?
So it's all of the above, Kathleen, all of the above. We have students who come there. They're just very focused, know exactly what it is that they want to do in their career pathway. They want to get into the culinary arts, or more, maybe they want to get into medicine. So they take our advanced health career pathways class. We have other students who come in and say, you know, I just like to explore that. Whatever class I take will only enhance my educational experience.
And there's fun things there, like photography, maybe? Although maybe photography is at all the high schools, too. I might be wrong. No? Not photography is not there.
No, photography is there. Okay. And we've actually renamed it. It's more into the visual communications and digital, a lot of the social media and digital media that we've combined in there. But we have 28 programs at King Career Center, so there's something there for everybody. And whether a student is very driven to go on to college and wants to take courses there that will enhance that college experience, or whether they're coming in and saying, I know I want to go right out into the workforce, or I want to go into the trades. There's something there for everybody, and our students are just very successful.
Yeah, I found some great stories on your website. I mean, I was just kind of scrolling through, reading, and sometimes it was, I think there was a young fellow that had, he had to quit school to work for his family when he was only a sophomore. And
we were just talking about that young man.
He's a
Bartlett graduate.
It was pretty amazing story.
Sure.
And I think it was written up in some kind of education magazine and reprinted on your website.
Was.
But he kept persisting in this sort of career path toward, was it construction? I can't remember.
Yep. He was in our construction electricity class, and he had a dream of becoming an electrician. So he found his way back to school after dropping out and supporting his family, which about a characteristic of resiliency there.
Boy. Yeah, that's grit. Right there.
That's grit right there.
That's grit.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask Antavia and Sean whether you have, are you aware of your students that are heading over to King Career? Do you know of, I mean, you knew of this young man that was written up, but are you aware, or is it not an everyday discussion among Bartlett students about who's going over to King Career Center?
I know of some of them that go to King Career Center. I just, being mostly a freshman teacher, I mostly work with freshmen, so they're not eligible yet, but the seniors do go, and I've had some seniors in the past, even juniors that went in the past, and they've got an excellent career, excellent start for their career. They get skills for welding, cosmetology. There's a lot of things to help them figure out what they want to do in life. It's a really good program.
Even if you decide you don't want to do that, at least you found it out while you were still in school.
Right.
Yeah, KCC has a ninth grade afternoon session for kind of explore, see what they got going on. And it's a good way for when you first get into high school to check that out and see what's going on. And then from an administrator point of view, I mean, being in curriculum, you see a lot of schedules where kids are in the AM session or the PM session, and they kind of work their schedules around that. And then just talking with parents and families when their sons and daughters are thinking about maybe graduating early, I'll always say, you know, why would you want to graduate early? You can go over to like KCC and take welding or get in that cooking class, or it's free.
Graphic design.
It's great free education that's going to get you right into a career.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of push it.
Yeah.
A lot.
That sounds great.
One of the things we take a look at, and just to piggyback on what Sean was saying, so many people are looking at, do our students have the soft skills? Our employers, you know, especially industry, is looking at that. And to be able to come over there and focus on those skills, what we know is not all of our students are going to go to college. Not all of our students are even going to go into trade schools or certification programs. But our hope is that every student will eventually be working. Mm-hmm. So we want to have them as successful as possible to have those skills, those soft skills that employers are demanding of them. And we emphasize that there.
Yeah, so. that's great. Let's see. I wanted to make sure we got around and talked to each of you a little bit about, you know, I think we, David, we talked a little bit about your sort of creativity, the videos and the energy and the challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really encourage people to go to alaskapublic.org and look for your, I think it's Magical Miss H or something like that. It's just really fun and energetic. And that, I would say that's really your approach, is to, you know, have a lot of energy. And...
Right. I have a lot of students that they have lots of challenges that they're facing, and they seek distractions because they've got a lot of things going on in their homes. And so as a teacher, what I was realizing is I had to be more engaging. I had to be more fantastic. And one of the things I learned is by freeing myself to do this for them, they appreciate it and respond to it. And there's a level of commitment that we have to each other, because they know I'll do just about anything to get them to do their work and to learn. There's nothing I won't do. I get crazier and crazier. And
what won't Mrs. H do?
Exactly. And what I tell the kids is, if I will do this for you, you can pick up your pencil. And we have that established relationship and that rapport that they're like, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stand on the side of the road looking crazy in a whole pink costume, then I'll pick up my pencil and learn my vocabulary words. And I know how challenging it can be for them. And so I keep meeting them and I keep saying, I'm going to do something great for you too. I know this is hard. Keep pushing forward. And we work together.
It's a kind of feed off each other a little bit.
Constantly.
Yeah. And also, I mean, that somebody cares that much about them that they'll lay it on the line and do something crazy, you know, for them. That's great.
I think that it's important for kids to know how much we care about them. Like Sean and Julie have said, we don't just care about them in the classroom. We're really building skills so that they can be self-sufficient and take care of themselves and anyone else that comes along. And to do that, to get that buy-in, because they're young. They don't know how big their education is at this point. And so we have to keep reeling them in. And I'm going to do that and talk to them about that. So
don't
that they
miss,
can get where they're
don't
going.
Miss. Yeah.
Yep, don't miss. Look over here. Look over here. I'm dancing now. I mean, it doesn't matter, just to keep their attention, because they'll miss that opportunity for this education that's going to help support their lives.
Yeah, right. That's amazing. Awesome. I want to get around to talking about some of the challenges and, you know, and I also want to spend a little bit of time talking about partnerships, because I do think the schools are not alone. You know, the schools belong to the community that they're in. And when I went on your websites, I saw so many examples of commitment by local businesses and organizations that are really partnering. And so you're not alone. The district isn't alone trying to educate kids. There's a lot of people that are trying to help you. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to take a little tiny break. And we're talking about what works in schools. And we have Sean Prince, the Bartlett principal, and Tavia Hamilton, a ninth grade English teacher, and Julie Vincik from KCC on. They'll be on with us the second half hour. And we hope to hear from a couple of KCC students that are actually on job sites and maybe finishing up their workday, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk with them. So we'll be right back. I'm Kathleen McCoy, and you're listening to Hometown Alaska.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media. The program repeats tonight at 8 p.m. on KSKA Anchorage and will not be taking phone calls. You can find Hometown Alaska on iTunes or listen at alaskapublic.org.
Well, Welcome back to Hometown Alaska. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy. And today our program is really what's working in schools. And I thought it would be good to go off the news cycle where we see so many serious issues around schools that have to be solved and people are working on them. But it just struck me that every day, 48,000 kids go to school in Anchorage and many teachers and staff meet them and work hard toward success. So my goal was to invite some seasoned teachers and administrators from the district in and talk about what it's like from their perspective and what's working. And as you can hear, there's a lot that is working. So I thought in the second half hour, let me throw out our phone number for anyone who's interested and wants to ask any questions, 550-8433 in Anchorage, or you can send us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. So I wanted to talk about challenges and partnerships. Challenges partly because I think everything is changing so fast in the world that we live in. So the way things were taught when I was in school, they wouldn't work anymore, you know. One of the ones that Sean and I chatted a little bit about was screen time. And you really had quite a speech for me when I was talking to you on the phone about your feelings about screen time and, you know, that you actually will engage students if you see them really nose into the phone or whatever and try to pull them out. So let's talk a little bit about that as a challenge.
Yeah, technology is that sharp, sharp, double-edged sword for us. You want to have kids that are well-versed in education in technology. They're educated in it because it's out there.
It's going to be part of their life.
Right,
I mean,
it is.
It's not going away.
They were born with screens.
Yeah.
I mean, computers and stuff that were not around when we were growing up are there and they're ever present. So you want them to be familiar with it because it's going to be part of their life. But it's really hard to engage them in a meaningful way if their attention is being split between you and that thing. You know, obviously, it's usually the thing in their hand.
Or their ear, maybe.
Or their ear. You know, the woes of the educator these days are earbuds and phones.
Yeah.
And I think you try to engage them in kind of a funny way. I always, you know, if I see kids walking down the hall and they're texting, I always tell them, don't text and drive. And they're like, I'm not driving. And I'm like, he almost ran into me. So it's kind of like driving.
Mm-hmm. You're mobile.
Yep. You are mobile. And there's a wall right there. But try to do that with a sense of humor.
Humor is a big part of probably the world of high school students, you know.
It is. I think, you know, every educator will say that humor is a good way to do it, and most of the jokes are for us. it's a way that we can communicate in a meaningful way and take the edge off of a course correction.
Of a correction, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, hey, I just want you to pay attention to the world around you. You know, if I see kids with earbuds in, I'm just, hey, you know, pull your earbuds out and hear the world in stereo. You know, it's kind of a different thing for them. It is a challenge in education.
I'm sort of curious. Do you think it's affected attention spans? I mean, I'm addicted. I mean, I'm late to the game. You know, so I didn't grow up with this technology. It's kind of emerged as
absolutely,
and I'm absolutely addicted. So I mean, I know many people my age who are saying, I'm getting off Facebook, or I shut my phone off at, you know, 7 and I try to spend time with my family after that. I mean, it's a really human thing to be addicted. So, Octavia, I'm looking at you because I'm thinking you have said, you know, I try to be more interesting than what they might be distracted
by. Oh, I've got lots to say about technology. Uh-huh. What I've done is I don't like to get frustrated and stay in anger, because for a while there I was very angry with these phones and the computers and the laptops. And then I started to think, how do I channel it? How do I redirect this? And so that's really where all this technology and the stuff that I do in my classroom has come into play, because a lot of us, we're looking at this as a problem, but when you flip and see, wow, this is a tool, you can bring a lot more things into your classroom. So if I have phones out every way, I'm going to use it as a learning device.
And how do you do that? Give me an example.
Oh, there's today's meeting, we can do online discussions. So I have online discussions and the kids can actually use their phones. They can do online surveys. We do a lot of quizzes online. And so,
yeah, Kahoot.
Yep, Kahoot.
Kahoot?
Video, yeah.
What is that?
It's a quiz game. It's a fun quiz game. We can make quizzes and the kids can play like a game show right there in the classroom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And these things aren't going away. We have to adapt to I was fighting it when I first got my first year teaching. I was fighting it. And now I realize this is part of their world. It's actually conditioning their brain to receive information in a different way. And we have to respond to that and use it to our advantage. And it's actually working well. It's made me a better teacher. I'm exploring with the kids how we find the balance, which is, you know, another life lesson that we need to talk about.
You know, I'm not really sure if I had the impression that phones were banned, and of course they can't be if they're using them in your class. So is it not true that you can't bring your phone to school, or is that an old idea?
No, the school board policy or the school district policy in there is just says, you know, phones can be out before school, during lunch, and after school. It's just a really hard thing to monitor and then enforce.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the ebb and flow is also not just the kids are changing, but parents are changing. Mm-hmm. So parents have this, you know, when we were all in high school, if you want to get a hold of your kid, you called the front office. The front office got a runner. They went to the classroom, found the teacher. Teacher got that kid, pulled him out of the class, walked him down. And now we're in this day and age where if I want to get a hold of my kid, I text them. And sometimes I'll see kids in a classroom or walking down the hall, and I'm like, hey, can you put your phone away? It's my mom. And you don't want to get in between a child and their mother.
No, that's a good connection.
Yeah, right. It's a good, strong connection. And there's a lot of valuable exchange that happens right there. You know, I would hope in my pie-in-the-sky idea that they're always saying, do your homework, do your best, keep working.
Right. I'm glad you're at school.
I'm glad you're at school. Yes. Just checking. I was tracking you.
Thank your teacher.
Thank your teachers.
Yes. So I'm going to welcome a caller on that's called in. Thomas, you're on Hometown Alaska.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. So my thought was that not all of us thrive in the lecture setting, if you know what I mean.
Not all of us thrive in the lecture.
Yep.
Yes. Get some shaking heads here. People agree.
Although that's what the majority of us are, you know, we go through school like that. The junkyard over on Boniface, I went there to get some parts, and they said, go help yourself. And I was thinking, gee, where's the kids back here, you know, playing around and just dissecting vehicles and understanding it. And what a fun play yard that would be, but it's illegal, and they got to be home and doing Facebook and such things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so where's the work ethic? And I think that everybody should go through vocational training.
It's a lot of good skills in there, you know.
Funding's tight. How do we do that? And Europeans, they had apprenticeship programs. All my friends in Germany knew what they were going to do for the rest of their life because the company took them in as an apprentice, and they figured that they would want to be there till retirement. And I think it'd be cool to get kids into work environments as apprentice or interns, as it were.
Yeah.
And,
did you have that opportunity when you went to high school, Thomas?
I was really bored with high school. I wanted my diploma, though. And
congratulations.
Stuff happened, and I ended up going into an alternative school, which I had to have a job off campus and stuff. And then I took wood shop and all those other things that they offered in school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think having my getting your some grease on your fingers.
That's great. That's great.
Good way to put it.
So, Thomas, I've got some other calls coming in, so I have to move on. But I hear your support for, you know, King Career Center, for example, or for opportunities for students to do hands-on learning, and that a recognition that not everybody learns exactly the same way from someone standing at the front of the classroom just lecturing you. So Thomas, thanks so much for calling. And I'm going to move on to Travis, calling from Eagle River. Hi, Travis.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Well, I called in with the intent of just giving a lot of praise to the staff and teachers of the Anchorage School District. I'm a local business owner in Eagle River. My company is EOS Creative Media, and I've actually done some work with the school district from a marketing standpoint. But both of my parents are retired teachers. My mother was an administrator after that. My sister is a teacher at Greening. My wife is a staff member for special needs students at Greening. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I had an outstanding experience growing up in the Anchorage School District. I went to Stellar in the latter half of high school, which was an amazing school. It really did a lot to help me find my career path. And with, I know you have a panel member there that's from the King Career Center.
Correct, Julie.
Yeah.
Hi, Louise. A former coworker of mine, April Frame, ended up doing some film stuff, I believe, for you guys.
And, April Frame is one of our stellar instructors for film audio. So, yeah, shout out to April.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I just think that Anchorage, especially the Anchorage area and Anchorage School District, we have such a special opportunity to be raised in this amazing climate of learning. It's progressive. The social emotional learning things that are coming about these days and being implemented in the classroom are outstanding. And I think that when you get to go through that and come around and full circle become part of the community, that it's everyone's duty to protect and give back to the school district in whatever ways that we can as citizens.
That's great.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, thanks, Travis.
I think it's true. We're all in this together. It's not their fight alone. It's everybody's. You know, let's all row and have a great schools and great citizens and all kinds of things. So I'm going to say thank you, Travis. We want to welcome a student on right now. We thought we might hear from a few, and I believe we've got Nick on. Welcome, Nick.
Right, Nick.
Hello.
Hi. Where are you, Nick?
I'm down at Alcan Electric.
And as I understand it, you were working there today. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually started at 11:30, and then I did some work and then freed up some time near the end of my shift to be able to do this.
Well, we really appreciate you taking a call, taking the time to give us a call. And I want you to paint a picture for fellow students who don't know what's possible with the Anchorage School District. You know, what are you learning there? And why did you want to go there? And by the way, where is Alcan? Is it in east side of town, west side of town, south side of town?
All right. So to start with the location, Alcan's actually down C Street in between C and Tudor and I forget the name right now, but the street that intersects off of C to go to Costco.
Okay.
It's about right in the middle there.
Okay.
And usually... I do a lot of housekeeping stuff, which isn't bad. I mean, it's not trade stuff, but it's really nice to actually be able to be here and talk to them because I'm actually learning more from the electricians I get to talk and interact with than from the work I'm doing, which I really love.
So you can be busy, but you're in that environment and you're able to have conversations with maybe the kind of people who have the kind of career you think you want to have.
Exactly. I talked to a security electrician the other day, and he taught me some pipe bending from his industrial electrician days, which was really neat.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So, Nick, this is Julie. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, you have a really cool story about, you've always been very, very passionate about wanting to get into the field of becoming an electrician, and you made that happen for yourself. How did you do that?
When I first figured out this is what I wanted to do, I was actually pretty young. It was one of those, you know, fun science days back in the fourth grade. We were playing with batteries and setting up lights and switches. And the first time I flipped that switch and the light came on, I was like, this seems like a fun thing to do. And I figured out people do it for a living. And I was like, well, I know what I want to do now.
That's great. Mm-hmm. How did you find yourself at King Career Center?
I was at West, and a friend of mine had also gone to West. He had told me he was becoming an electrician, and he had gone through this program at KCC. And I hadn't heard much after that, but then I searched for myself. I found King Career Center, and I saw what everybody was saying about all their programs. Now they're really professional and some of the best in the state, or probably the best in the state. And I decided for myself that I told my counselor that I don't want to take the college pathway. I want to take the tradesman pathway, and I went to KCC.
Great.
Awesome.
It's great that that option exists.
And so one of the components that Nick is involved in right now is what we call on-the-job training. So if a student has a successful semester at King Career Center and they're recommended by their teacher, they meet the criteria for very few absences and a B or better in class, then they're eligible to go out on the-job training. So for Nick, because he really is on this trajectory to become an electrician, we've put him out at LCAN with the support of IBEW. And he works 12 or more hours a week. He'll do that for a complete semester. So by the time he's done, he'll have had 200 hours of on-the-job training experience, hands-on, really being able to check up close and personal if this is the career he wants to go in. More importantly, industry has now set their eyes on him, so he's doing a fabulous job, and there's absolutely no doubt that Nick will be in IBEW one day very soon.
Wow. That's great. That's a great story, and lucky that you knew so soon. You know, many of us wander in the desert trying to figure out what it is that we want to do.
Most of us do. Yes, most of us do.
And definitely. And then you knew so early and that you could act on it so effectively.
Absolutely.
So Nick, I'm going to say thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate it, and I hope some students heard that and, you know, might have a similar passion or interest to know that it's possible here. So thanks a lot, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Have a good day. I'm going to welcome Dina to Hometown Alaska. Hi, Dina.
Hi there, Kathleen. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is just really exciting that you guys are focusing on what's working in our schools on the show today, because there's a group of different partners who are celebrating Alaska Public Schools all week this week. It's a group of organizations including Alaska PTA, United Way, Great Alaska Schools, NAACP, Junior Achievement, Alaska School Business Partners, just a bunch of different groups. That's just some of them. And we wanted to let your listeners know that during this week, we are really focusing each day on different aspects of that. Monday, we had a wonderful kickoff at the original schoolhouse in Anchorage, the Pioneer Schoolhouse. And we had six very, very eloquent and articulate students who talked about just the amazing experiences they've had within the Anchorage School District. It was really a wonderful, heartwarming event that just made me realize how many great opportunities there are within the Anchorage School District for students who seek them out, like Nick, who just called in.
Yeah, no, that's great. I did put a link, Dina, to, I saw a news story written about this sort of grassroots effort. Put it on the alaskapublic.org. There's other events coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If people want to participate, there's still time to get in on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, on Friday, the Beartooth is screening a movie at 2 o'clock. It's absolutely free, and people are even going to get a free piece of Beartooth pizza. It's a
free pizza? Did you say free pizza?
Free pizza. Yep. How can you go wrong?
She had me at free.
And it's a documentary called Go Public, and it's really a wonderful way for people who may not have been in a school in the last 10 or 20 years to see what a day in the life of a large school district is like. It's a wonderful view of what the teachers are doing every day. Antavia on your show was talking about, you know, how you connect with students and principals and the issues they have to deal with. So that's a wonderful opportunity to kind of get up to speed. And on Saturday, there's going to be a huge school spirit day down at Westchester Lagoon from noon to 3 p.m. And we're going to, the guests of honor that day will be all current and retired teachers and staff. We really want to honor all the work they're doing in addition to all the partners, as you were pointing out. And we also are going to highlight a lot of student talent to see just the range of wonderful, wonderful things going on within the ASD. And we're super excited about this whole week. And thank you so much for you know, really focusing on the positive, because this is a really large and diverse school district, and it's just incredible the passion and the amount of commitment every day in every single school. So I really thank the guests you have on your show for their work and everybody else who is helping to support our students.
Yeah, it's a fact of life, even though there's difficult issues to be resolved and hard nuts to crack. Good things go on every day. Education goes forward.
Absolutely.
It doesn't stop.
Thanks for what you're doing too, Dina, to profile that. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's great to see all those kids getting able to step up and show their stuff. Mm-hmm. Parents know it, but maybe folks who don't have kids in the school district anymore, maybe they're a little more removed from that vitality that just kind of springs out when kids step up and do. I had a moment. This was Bartlett, by the way. I don't think I even mentioned this. I was at an improv night, And Bartlett has an amazing improv team. Yeah. And they were so adorable. They all came with bow ties, girls and boys, all had bow ties. And they were doing a fundraiser for Dare to Care. And they had, combined with Chugiak and I think UAA Improv, and they had a full house, and they were just awesome. And
that was the one at UAA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Oh, it was just so uplifting and fun to see them so committed. And there was someone from Scared Scriptless that was kind of emceeing it or something, and he was like, thank you all for coming out to see live theater, you know, and to participate. And you could have been home in front of a screen, but no, you were here, you know. And it was just a really nice night. And also, they emphasized a lot that giving back, that idea that I think they raised something like $700 to give to this Dare to Care nonprofit that is involved with school lunches of some sort. So it was just a really – so, I mean, I would say – don't stay away. If you'll sort of get a boost if you see these kids in action. So absolutely. I guess maybe they'll see some of them down at the lagoon. So so let's see. I wanted to talk a little bit about partnership. We still have about 10 minutes to go, and I also invite my guests here at the studio if there's something you really want to touch on. But I do think it's I know that partners get noticed on websites and things like that, but a lot of times people are a little oblivious to it. And I saw samples on certainly the King Career site, and I think every school site mentions their partners. But can you guys give me one? Maybe we could start with you, Julie, an example of the kind of partnerships that and how it benefits kids.
Sure. I'd love to talk about our partnerships. King Career Center, we're very proud. We have probably over 250 different types of partnerships, from industry professionals to different businesses in our community. And I think a long time ago, I know when I first started in the Anchorage School District, school business partnerships kind of consisted of a business would give you a check and say, here, have a pizza party in your classroom. And then they kind of wipe their hands clean and go, okay, that was great.
We did our good deed.
That was our partnership. And it's not that way anymore. I mean, I think our community has really recognized that the more engaged and the more they are involved in the schools, the better prepared our students are coming out really knowing what's in our community. So partnerships that where industry and businesses, people come into the schools that are a part of advisory boards. Like at King Career Center, we have a very active advisory board for every single one of our programs. Mm. And they drive the curriculum. They drive the industry standards. They're involved. They come into the classroom. They co-teach many times. They bring the students out onto field trips looking at the various industry partners in our community. So just really vital partnership where we're not just asking a business partnership for something, but they're also giving us a tremendous amount inside the classroom, and we're giving back to them. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without our business partnerships, mm-hmm. and we have so many. And the goal is that all of our students are going to be out there one day working. So the more that they can connect the dots and know who is in our community, what do they serve, how can I be a part of that? I just don't think anymore that we can say to students, hey, there's great opportunities for some amazing careers out there, and there's great places to work. But what does that look like unless we're connecting those two for our students and business partners? They don't know what that looks like. So
we're very fortunate. I think it's great on both ends because if there are employers, they stay in touch with kids. And, you know, Ontavia, do you have active partnerships working with you? Or is it more
absolutely.
Like,
I'm big on partnerships.
How does that work for you? You're an English teacher.
Yes, but I'm everywhere. I'm very nosy. So at Bartlett, we have a lot of need. We have, you know, just across the district, there are a lot of needs that are not met. And they come into our classroom. And wonderfully, we have a lot of staff at Bartlett that pull together to start thinking about how do we address these needs. And we have amazing, I mean, my colleagues are amazing. We do a lot of things beyond the classroom, but at some point we realized we had to get our community business partners involved. We needed more help. And once we started reaching out to YWCA and in Sam's Club and all of our business partners, they responded in kind. And also, we can give back. There are a lot of opportunities for us to get our kids to help them and give back with our character traits. We really like to make sure that there's a community service component, mm-hmm. so we can have the kids go out and do community service and connect with our community and give back. And volunteers, community service has really helped keep Bartlett afloat. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without them.
I was wondering, do you guys think that there's, as you see generations come through, I feel like there's a greater sense of social responsibility in young people today than maybe my generation. I think there was there's always some social responsibility, but I feel like it's kind of part and parcel with life. I feel like I meet young people who are, they are already thinking, how can I, what can I do to, you know, they know they're getting a lot from a community and they want to give back.
And definitely. I mean, I think our young people are hungry for opportunity to be engaged in our community, but they
absolutely
want, they want purpose. They want to be, you know, meaningfully engaged.
Right.
And I think that's part of our responsibility as educators and community people is to find those opportunities for them to be engaged in that kind of way, mm-hmm. where they do feel I have a lot to offer and I want to be a part of growing this community and making it better.
You said something about meaningful contribution. I remember when my daughter was going through, she was in college years and was doing a summer internship, and she was frustrated because they really didn't have a job for her to do. I mean, they welcomed her into the office, and it was that question of, what am I doing here, you know? And I feel like it's very important that the situations are really conducive for the kids and
absolutely
satisfying for the kids and not just busy work, or
they need to feel useful.
Yeah,
yes, useful.
They want it to actually be meaningful.
Absolutely.
So, and Sean, we haven't really asked you about the sort of the Bartlett High sort of partnership, but do you have another realm of partnerships going on with the Bartlett, or?
Well, we just have a ton of businesses that have partnered with Bartlett, and I mean, right across the street is the Tocotnu Center. So almost every one of those businesses has kind of reached out to Bartlett High School because they recognize they're a part of the community. And then, you know, we have just members of the Anchorage community that have reached into our school. That there's a fine young lady out there who doesn't want to be named, who decided that she wanted to help Bartlett even though her kids went to East. She saw a need to give our school some calculators and has generated thousands of dollars so that we can have all the calculators we need. I mean, one of the most generous women I know just came in and said, you know, I saw a need and this is what I wanted to do with it. And I really feel thankful for that. She kind of wants to keep her name out of it, so I won't say it, but you know who you are. And we
and
appreciate
you are appreciated.
And I'm going to add to that same young lady, and because I know who she is, because I know what she's done at Bartlett and East, has also come to King Career Center, does not want to be named, and has done some pretty amazing things for our students over there. So those are the kind of people out there that are really making a difference.
Those
it's very
are the unsung
interesting
heroes, because what's happening is we're seeing community members who really have no affiliation with certain schools, but they say there's a need in the community, and I know that these people are part of my community, and I want to help, and they're coming in. We have a group that we started for our at-risk students, and, you know, funding's tight. We didn't have a lot of things to mm-hmm. provide for these students, and we have people all over the community. I have people in Washington and Kentucky. They're actually, like, knitting scarves for these students so that they're part of an organization, and they have, mm-hmm. you know, the stuff that goes with that. And just people are really helping out, and they understand that these kids are important and they're valuable and that their education matters to us all, and mm-hmm. we need those people to continue to come forward because
whether they want to be named or not,
but
you are appreciated.
They're part, you know, they really are part of our school, whether people understand that or not. There's a lot of unspoken support for our kids.
Yeah, and then that's something that doesn't get the headlines either.
Right.
I mean, you can be overwhelmed with the seriousness of the school issues, but that was why today was important, to sort of spend some time talking about what works and also to thank the people who've stepped up from the community that really make a difference in the school district. So, we are out of time, guys. I want to thank our guest today, Sean Prince, Bartlett Principal. It's like your whole name includes Bartlett Principal. Octavia Hamilton Oaks, ninth grade English teacher at Bartlett, and Julie Vincek, on the job coordinator from KCC. I want to thank Nick Beamish, who called in from Construction Electricity, or Alcan Electricity, I think he said. And of course, we want to thank our listeners and callers. Next week, Charles Wolforth will be back as your host, talking with school board president Cameron Perez Verdia. So more school news coming next week. Pat Yak is the vice president of public media. Dave Waldron is our web editor and audio engineer. Thanks so much for joining us on Hometown Alaska. I'm your host, Kathleen McCoy.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.